In towns across Iowa, the crowds supporting Democratic presidential candidate Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are growing.
This is a people's grassroots campaign.
I think I share just about all of his feelings about the important positions.
It's a similar story for Republican candidate Donald Trump in Iowa, speaking to overflow crowds at large events.
He said this was the summer of Trump. Do you believe this? How good is that for my ego? Is that good?
I just believe Donald's got the right tools.
In a recent Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics poll of likely voters in the upcoming Iowa caucuses, both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are surging in popularity. Trump supporter Dick Clark says he knows why.
There's an anger in America, an anger against politicians. He's saying things that are unpolitically correct, but I do not believe that anger is going to dissipate. So I think he has a chance.
Trump is so extreme. And to many people, I suppose, Sanders is extreme, too.
The out-of-the-mainstream positions of both Sanders and Trump on issues of immigration and health care are contributing to their popularity surge. But Sanders supporter Lorna Culkin says it might not be enough.
I don't know how likely Sanders is to be able to actually get the nomination, but I have hoped from the beginning of his campaign that he could affect Hillary or any other front runner in a more progressive direction.
Despite Sanders' rising popularity, polling shows Hillary Clinton is still the leading Democratic candidate in Iowa.
I don't know that she's real trustworthy.
Retired educator Bruce Hoffmeyer says concerns about the private email server Clinton used while she was Secretary of State could be an opportunity for another candidate not already in the race.
I think it will be interesting if Joe Biden enters the race, because I think he will jump right into the fray and maybe take over as the top spot.
For now, polling shows Donald Trump narrowly owns the top spot for Republican voters in Iowa. But Marlonda Bell Clark has advice if he wants to stay there.
Maybe stop being a little bit more self-centered.
The Iowa caucuses are currently scheduled for February 1st. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Grinnell, Iowa.
Have sufficient income.